Praise the Lord. For every Goliath for every Goliath that is attempting to harass you, we have 5 stones waiting for every Goliath. Amen. So tell your neighbor, I'm not afraid this year. Oh, tell your neighbor, I am not afraid this year. Tell your neighbor, I am succeeding this year. I am excelling this year, whether the devil likes it or not. Amen. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Today is our victory dance. We have waited on the Lord for 21 days. And the 21 days, we have sown spiritual seeds. We have not wasted our time. We have sown spiritual seeds. And we believe God that our seeds will germinate and it will create a harvest of rewards for us throughout this year. Amen. This year is a very special year, and I believe God that great things will happen. Amen. So today is we've been talking about the power packs of God. And the power packs of God is Mr. Boson. Thank you. Have you got one? All right, one more. Okay. Praise God. You got it? Thank you. Where is it? Okay. Thank you. Come on. Yeah. It's done, isn't it? We all have one. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. So, the power packs which we are talking about, they are things that you should practice on a regular basis. And let me rephrase that. There are things I practice on a regular basis. Do you understand? Is this physics or chemistry? I don't know whether it's partial biology or maths. It says, a matter remains in a what? A state of rest. Until what? Until an external force is applied to it. And so it is spiritually. A destiny can be stagnated for a long time until force is applied to it. A marriage can be stagnated for a long time. A career can be... I have seen careers that prayers move forward. I'm telling you. I have seen enterprises that praise promoted. So what you read in chemistry class, or is it physics class, or partial biology? Well, I know you dropped out of that class. Because when they asked you to stay, you said it's not important. Yeah? But here you are now, born again, we are still talking about it. Should you not have stayed in that class? Now, I cannot start telling you about Pythagoras theory now, because you didn't do maths as well. Amen. So it sits in the realm of the spirit. Your matter can remain in a stationary position. And let me tell you something. There's nothing too much for God to do if you know how to engage the tools of the spirit. So we said that one of the tools of the spirit which we talked about, which you should be practicing, was what? What was the first one? Anointing oil, yes, right? Go back, go to the vault and listen to the message. Anointing oil, what else again? Communion, exam number 2. What is it again? Mantle. The mantle, okay, which I gave you, and there are scriptures backing this up. Go take time to study them. Go take time to study them. Someone was sharing a testimony last Sunday, right? He said a man found a lump in his chest, and he was panicking. It's after panicking, he thought to himself, well, this mantle, maybe let me just, pastor has blessed it, right? And then let me just put it on it and pray over it. After doing that, he went to the doctors, did an x-ray, the lump was gone. Now, I'm not saying that this handkerchief solved the problem. His faith made him whole. His faith made him whole. So if there is a proof of something, then wisdom suggests that you apply yourself to the principle. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. That's why I love ministering in England, because we are all very clever people. You know, you are educated to criticize. where I come from, we just follow, we don't ask questions. But you are encouraged to criticize, isn't it? And that's why the Brits are still deliberating and criticizing, right? The Americans have gone. Where two nations decide, let's build a software. And this is from practical experience, right? While our UK team are still deliberating, right? They say we need to make it perfect and make sure there are no glitches. Why they are still doing that? The American released Beta 1. Have you ever heard about Beta? Say this is the Beta version. They say it's trial version. Then from the errors of the trial version, they come up with trial 2. So by the time we are getting our case studies and our analysis and our psychoanalysis and our crisis together, market has gone. So you live here. So that same spirit hovers over you too. Unless you know how to destroy it, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Now, so we said, so you then understand that if there is a testimony, so someone said, right, if I remember this, not someone, that man in yellow shirt, so his yellow shirt is standing out today, so you can see him. Yeah. Daniel. Daniel said, listen very carefully. Daniel said that I heard a testimony, so I doubled my giving. My credit rating was so poor that I did not qualify for mortgage. But after I have done that for some time, I went back to my bank. Am I telling a lie here? Exactly. And applied for the same mortgage. Say my credit rating was so poor, but they still granted me the mortgage. So then that tells me, as a Bible scholar, that giving works. Now, I don't have to start trying to criticize it because I don't understand it. No. If there is a proof of the pudding, then wisdom, where I come from, is a common sense. Common sense suggests that I lent myself to that process, but at least get his kind of result before I have an opinion. Clever people. So then, what's the next one? Power tools. The prophetic company. That one is long going. Keeping company with prophets. Who is a prophet? A man sent by God to you. That can't be everybody. And that can't be a TV personality. Has worked for me. He says, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a what? A prophet reward. He didn't say he receives a teacher in the name of a teacher. This is a teacher's reward. Teachers don't give reward. They give knowledge. There are only two rewards. The reward of a righteous man and the reward of a prophet. In all the fivefold ministry, the only office associated and linked with a reward is the prophetic ministry. So, we keep company with men of God sent by us. Forget what CNN say about the church, and forget what TV says about men of God. That's not your business. You know why? Because the house of God, until Jesus comes, will still be discredited, will still be abused. People will come in, fake it and come in, just to put the name of Christ in disrepute. He said, and I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So he didn't say it won't try. So there are people who will become pastors just to discredit the title, the name, the calling. There are satanic agents who will come in and say, and even get ordained as a pastor because they need to discredit the office because they are against Christ. Do you understand? So they are called spiritual impostors. So the fact that we have spiritual impostors does not mean that they are no longer genuine and authentic cause. It was Jesus who said, told us before he died, that listen, they will attempt to pull this house down. He said, but I will uphold it. So he's still upholding it. So it doesn't matter what they say about the church, and it doesn't matter what those impostor pastors, teachers, evangelists do. The name of Jesus will still be lifted. And we will still continue to make disciples of all nations. Do you understand? So what was the next one? testimonies, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. All right? So another powerful tool is what we're engaging in today, which is we want to praise God for victory with a mantle that we have received. Join with me, look at Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6. So we are going to activate our mantle. We are going to dance before God. We are going to raise it before God. And then from today, wherever this mantle dwells in your house will become a tool of power for you in Jesus' mighty name. I said in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. The Bible says, then Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went in and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and its mighty men of valor. God has given them into their hands, but the Bible says that it was securely locked up. The promise of God was securely locked up. Nobody was going in, nobody was coming out. The promise of a bright future was securely locked up. No one was going in, no one was coming out. But the Bible told us, and if you read Joshua chapter 6, and the Bible says that they went around and then they praised God. Marched around the city for 7 times. On the seventh day, they marched that 7 times, and then they praised God with a shout. And that's what we are doing today. We will raise our mantle to God, and then we will dance a dance of victory. And then we are believing God that any promise in your life that has been shut down, that no one is going in and no one is coming out, gets pulled down today in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We see another instance in Kings. The Bible talks about Elisha. He got a mantle like this from Elijah. And then the Bible says he got to the edge of the Jordan and he said, oh, God of Elijah. And then he struck it. The Bible says it responded. It parted ways. So as we dance before God today, in the name of Jesus, and wave our mantle in the air and say, Father, this is a shout of victory. I am believing God that every obstacle will give way for you in Jesus' mighty name. Every obstacle in your life will give way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. But how can we work this? Let me share with you very quickly what you to prepare your heart. The first thing is to believe. We have to believe. I need you to believe. We do as much as possible to back everything we do with personal testimonies and scriptures. But I cannot believe for you. I can't believe for you. I want you to believe. Hebrews 4, verse 2. Bring up my scripture very quickly. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. So you need to believe. It says, for indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them. Not being mixed with what? Faith in those who heard it. Was it mixed with faith? So though they heard, they didn't believe it. But those who believe, we get their results. Because God does not respect anyone. Amen? Praise the Lord. So believe. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them. So the word is here to profit you. And your belief system is here for profiting. There are no careers in heaven. There are no businesses in heaven. There are no marriages in heaven. It's on earth here. So that means that what we learn and what we encounter and what we believe is for our profiting, not in heaven, but on earth here. Do you understand? If someone has a testimony from it, then it will do well to believe and lend to it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God has breakthrough tools. God has breakthrough tools. God has breakthrough tools and breakthrough tools. And that is what we have taught since January. For you to practice, believe, practice, implement, and then wait eagerly for God to visit you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Number two, you've got to believe the person who teaches it. So what I'm saying today is, trust this prophet. Believe this prophet. Hey, because I've not asked you for money. I've only asked you to do what? To believe in what you have in your hands and the activity, the spiritual activity we're going to be engaging in a few minutes, that is to wave before God and dance before the Lord and expect a miracle. That's not rocket science. There are no fees involved in that. That's not rocket science. You know, the funny thing about the tools of God, right, including salvation, they are so simple that they sound foolish. So simple, they sound foolish. He said, Master, we have run out of wine for this wedding. Say, seriously? Say, yes. Have you got water? Say, hello. I said, we've run out of wine. He said, yes, I'm asking, have you got water? He said, yes, we have water. And so, go put some water in that barrel. He said, what are you up to? I said, go put some water in that barrel. He said, but then he would have gone to the other disciple. Peter, you know you are very forward. I just told the boss that we've run out of wine. He said I should go and get water. Is he all right? And then the mom heard them. What did the mom say? Now the mom has spiritual understanding. He said, come, boys, come. I gave birth to this guy here. I will just give you one piece of advice. Whatever he tells you to do, it's your grandma, it's too much. What did you tell him? You want wine. What did he tell you? Go get water. Why? Go on, give him water. Okay. Today is the day. Today we will see what happened today. We will see what will happen. Well, and then you can try. Thomas said, I'm out. I'm not going to be part of this. I'm out. God will steal this treasury and run out of this place. I don't want to be embarrassed. So they got the water. The simplest thing is what he uses. How about the one that has leprosy? Is that in your Bible as well? The one that has leprosy. He said, seven-star general came to the prophet. I said, look at my skin. He said, yeah. I see, my skin is unclean. He said, yeah. There's a river next to you. It's a very dirty river. I think we should go take a shower in it. And the man, are you having a laugh? I told you I have leprosy. I mean, are there no better rivers where I'm coming? You mean I came all the way to come and see this prophet and I said to go and shower in the dirty river? Is that all he has to offer? And then he told the servant, I thought he would ask me, I thought he would consult the heavens and converse like and he said to go and shower. And the servant said, Master, is your skin? If you have anything better, why bother the prophet? But if all he has said, I mean, it was too simple to, that cannot be. You mean I live in England in the 21st century? I have a child in my marriage? You said I should come and start dancing and waving a handkerchief in the church like if I'm a lunatic? Absolute nonsense. I mean, think about it. You are not the first. You are not the first. Master, look at this lady. Look at this guy. He's blind. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you going to do? So I need to spit on the floor and make a spittle and rub it on his face. What? Oh, preposterous. You call this... That's unhygienic, very unhygienic. Is that what you guys do in this faith? You guys are filthy, dirty people. I would rather die blind. Too simple. Master, my 11-year-old daughter is dying. She's sick. And then news came in. Oh, forget it, Master. She's dead. I said, shh, don't listen to them. You came here to see me. Focus. She's only sleeping. Okay, I believe you. And he got there. Little girl, arise. The simplest, he came, the cross. That's why so many people are in church today, they are still not born again. It doesn't make sense. If God allows me to deputize for him for two seconds, did you see the American guy? Did you see the news? the doctor, yeah, the guy who was convicted of molesting children, the father of the girl said, please, can I have, they said, can I have five seconds, is it five minutes with this man? Yeah. He was begging the judge. In other words, allow me to deputize for you for just 5 minutes before you proclaim. I don't care what the sentence. Just give me 5 minutes before. We, the judge said, no, you know I can't do that. He said, okay, all right. How about one minute? And the man was calm. About just 1 minute. I just need to express my heart desire to this man for 1 minute. And the judge said, no. I pounce on the... If I'm the one they allow, and Jesus says, Pastor Eddie, I want to just look sideways for a second. And I give you 60 seconds. Aye, too much. I would just say, if you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, you need 21 strokes of the cane. And you know you will buy it because it's painful. And I will give you, where I come from, we call it horse whip koboko. Horse whip. Wash. You want to go to heaven? You say, yeah. I'm loving this. Give it to me. Wow. You know you like it? Then you'll say, you'll be so proud. Say, look at my torn skin. I'm going to heaven. Look, I'm going to heaven. I was beaten for this. You will take pride. You know why? Because it costs you pain. That's why I say pain is a good motivation. But not in our faith. The simplest thing. I've asked you to come today with a simple mantle, which I put in your hands. And I've asked you that you will come and dance to the Lord. And I've asked you to rejoice with all your heart. And I'm believing God for you that every obstacle will come down. Every mountain will be destroyed. Every valley will be filled. God will restore peace into your home. God will restore order into your life. God will anoint your children. Sicknesses will be far away from you. You will get mysterious promotion. You will get mystery money. Is that too much for you to believe? Is it too much for you to believe? If not, then rest your feet and let us dance to the Lord. Hallelujah. Help me remove this from me. Get out of the way. If that's not too much for you to believe, let us dance to the Lord. Let's rejoice. Let me have the choir come up and let us dance to the Lord. I want you to help me rejoice with your whole heart because you have sown a seed of righteousness in prayers. I want us to dance to the Lord for just 15 minutes.